An 8 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Vedenball. Tracking an increasing day of clouds, especially by midday and into the afternoon. Tracking some mostly cloudy skies, some midday and afternoon scattered showers possible as well. Very isolated to widely scattered in coverage. It's not a washout kind of a day, but we will be tracking some of those isolated pockets of heavy downpours that move more inland with time as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. Temperatures today make it into the mid to upper 80s, but even a lingering shower west of Highway 301 into the evening hours. Mostly cloudy in Jacksonville tonight. Overnight, we drop down to about 70. And then Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, some scattered rain, even a few thunderstorms possible. The temperatures in the mid 80s, but definitely seeing some more coverage of those showers, even a rumble of thunder or two midweek to late week this week. But partly sunny on Thursday, a few showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. And then mostly cloudy for Friday, some scattered rain and a few thunderstorms. Lower to mid-80s for highs during the afternoon. And then Saturday, partly sunny. Less coverage as we head into the weekend for the showers, but a few isolated showers or thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. But temperatures back down to the lower to mid-80s. And the tropics tracking Sam moving into the northern Atlantic, and really no impacts here locally. Still some lingering swells, but other than that, we're good to go. Also tracking a little bit of clusters of showers and thunderstorms near the Bahamas that may have some low potential for development over the next couple of days as it moves well east of us. But the likelihood of development looks pretty low at this point. Something we'll be tracking for you here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center and Talking the Tropics with Mike from Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish here at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com and the First Alert Weather app. But no immediate tropics threats. That's at least the good news. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish is back tonight starting at 4 and 5 o'clock on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert Meteorologist Garrett Vedenball for 104.5 WOKV.